Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
Welcome back to the Fungal Bloom Apocalypse this week as we blow zombies' heads off and avoid horrible humans on this week's episode of The Last of Crits. This is Patrick here, your mushy mushroom-headed clicker, tracking you through the sound that you're making and joining me in scavenging convenience stores and hoarding their ammunition are my friends and your players. To my far left, a scorned father ready to look gruff and act tough. It's Jabert jabbering away as Jamfrum.
Hey there, everybody.
Across the digital table from me, a firefly giving you a dangerous mission. It's Miles, make him believe is redacted.
Good evening.
To my right, a giraffe that definitely would have died in the first Boston winter. Why, it's Tyler talking as Prade here.
Hello there.
To my immediate left, a road warrior raider with a gimp mask on. We have Drew dying to play Zilix Thel.
I don't even remember that character.
I just made it up. You're welcome. And across from him, Ron Swanson with the best love story of the year. It's none other than Rebecca rolling with Asher and Sky.
Hello.
Spoiler warning. Ron Swanson is in The Last of Us. I like to think it's just him.
I don't think it's the character.
Yeah.
Patrick, I thought the intros were always sci-fi shows, not romance dramas. I didn't realize.
It's so crazy. It's like the entire episode. You're like, are they going to get back to the main characters of the ship? Nope. That's just a little
especially high. If you played the game, because that whole sequence is so
doesn't exist.
Different.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the characters isn't in it. Is in the game, is he?
Well,
he's in the game.
Yeah,
you find his dead body, but spoilers.
Whoa, Drew!
Spoilers for a game that came out 10 years ago and 5 years ago and 3 years ago and earlier this year and also sometime next year.
See, it's still relevant, Drew. God,
Drew. Yeah, The Last of Us. I have not watched season 2. I'm behind on a lot of season 2.
Season 1 was fantastic. Season 2 has not lived up to it for
I didn't realize Drew was an Abby hater. Wow, how
has
original
nothing to do
Drew.
With Abby.
Drew hates Abby.
Oh wow, we heard it here first.
Are you guys ready to get back into the adventure? Get back into episode 357. In case I have that number wrong, I'm just gonna say it like a robot.
This is the Magnum episode
357. Yeah, high caliber action coming to you. But first, we gotta talk about what happened last time on Cosmic Crit. The crew of the Peridot Peregrine blasted off of Nuclearia to confront the culling shadow of Miss Axinoy. While the rest prepared, Redacted tried to deactivate the arcane orb, getting a shock of psychic energy and visions. It's a great field to connect with it. You entered the debris field of the black hole of Miss Axinoy and stole aboard the Seafoam, a Sheeran exploration vessel. Inside, you found the engine shut down and a small ship of 5 crewmates that seemed to be missing, but you did find a living Sheeran larva named Tralla. What's wrong with that? Last time on.
I got one.
Yeah.
It was not the sea foam. It was the space foam.
I'll allow it. I think I want to call it the space sea foam from now on. But yes, that is correct. It's more funny that way. Yeah, that is right. Drew's got one. Who's got number two? Things that are wrong with what I just said.
I think it was 6 crewmates, not 5.
That is correct. You found a journal where someone's talking about their 5 crewmates, and that means the person who wrote the journal will be number 6. 6. I've written it twice here. 6 crewmates. And that does not include the Sheeran larva. They do not count. They did not get Starship accredited yet as a baby.
We aren't dealing with space Wesley Crusher. Well, Wesley Crusher was in space. Sheeran Wesley Crusher this episode.
No.
I thought that Redacted passed the check when Redacted was looking at the arcane orb.
Oh, Miles got the number 3 and got the reroll for the party. Yes.
Didn't I roll like really high?
Oh, you're so hot right now, Miles.
Oh, sorry.
Your dice are hot. Your microphone's hot. Yeah. You succeeded. and you guys technically blast it off from the moon. And it is not the black hole of Misaxenoi. It is actually a dead star, a very similar heavenly body.
I was going to say, I don't remember driving towards the black hole, but
I feel like I would have doth protested. No, it is a pulsar. I think it's been described.
Yeah.
Pulsar. So we'll see how close you can get before, you know, you're all dead. Yeah. When we last left off, you were still exploring the space foam, and you found an infant, sleeping psychic infant larva named Trala. No crewmates. You found none so far. What would you guys like to do?
We haven't been to the bridge yet.
Nope. You've got the power back on the ship, so got that going for you.
I would like to look for crewmates.
And we have Trala in the Jamprim fanny pack?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so last we left, Drew still had a number of
I call it my old jammy crammy.
Yeah, you do. We don't, but you can. That's fine.
Yeah, I cram it in the jammy.
I think the Viridian courts told you you cannot call it that anymore. No, you're not a marsupial, but it'd be funny if you did have like a little pouch. I'll put it in my jammy crammy.
Drew still has a certain number of rounds of incorporealness left in his life.
Oh, look at Drew. He's so happy. He's so happy he gets a blast through some more walls. Let's see. We got one here, two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, I think we probably only use 7 or 8. But if that's the case, then I don't. If you guys don't want to wait after you find Trala, I don't think the power would be on at that point, because we're talking in the matter of minutes for that spell.
Num, 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 num.
Do you want to use some more of that before the power gets back on?
Yeah. Should I go to this middle door here, or should I go to the port, the starboard door, the port door? What are you guys thinking?
I mean, just go to the one closest to you, the one at the top.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Tip top.
Sorry, I have to do that when I'm invisible, when I'm discombobulated. Ooh, let's check it out.
That's okay. That's totally legal. That's within the rules. Yeah, you see some weapons maybe hastily retrofitted into this small chamber. A gunnery chamber. Wires hang from the ceiling. Floor panels have been removed. You see some power conduits underneath where a weapons console has kind of been patched in. It looks like it has control here over both a heavy laser array and a light plasma torpedo launcher. I think maybe powered down currently, but that is what you got.
Do we see any signs of life? Any? That's the thing. We haven't found any bodies yet, which is
a baby. No bodies, but a baby.
Baby's a baby body.
Yeah.
But okay. Baby is in a glass case, right? Could the bodies have been vaporized? Why would they have just left?
Yeah, why would they have just left?
Yeah, Tyler, why would they have just left?
I don't think they just left. I think they're just on the bridge.
Well, let's go find them.
Yeah.
Smarty pants.
I mean, I could be totally wrong. I'm hoping they're all dead on the bridge. But I could be totally wrong.
They could be all undead on the bridge. And then what are you going to say then?
I'm also undead. I'd be so happy. I'd have family.
I'm kind of undead now.
Are we all able to join Zilix in his search at this point?
I would really appreciate it if somebody would pick my body up and carry it closer to where my spirit is.
Well, it's up to you if you want to continue on. Like I said, at this point, you probably only have... How many rounds was it total, Ty?
One round per level, so 12 altogether.
Yeah, I think you're about out of it now. So I don't know if you want to continue on, push your luck, or head back to your body.
I'll head back to...
Okay, because it is going to take another, you know, at this point, 10 to 20 minutes or so for the power to come back on. I think we rolled for it already, Redacted and Asher and Sky restarting the engine. As I said last week, it looked like it was hastily sabotaged, you know, like it was spliced into itself to like run into a loop and just shorted itself out. So it wasn't like exploded or anything. It was just turned off in kind of like the fastest, dirtiest way possible that would require a lot of, you know, engineering work to get back online. And you guys did that work. So yeah, do you guys want to gather up and head one place in particular? You still have the bridge to explore.
Yeah, I wanted to go to the bridge.
Okay, feel free to place your guy's self in the towards the bow of the ship, towards the front, wherever you'd like in this front hallway.
Are the lights on now?
Yep, power back on, okay. Life support back on.
I'm armed again, just for the record.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Because your body's back, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and then I pulled a gun out because my body's back. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of weird stuff in this spot.
Okay. All right. Everyone's placed themselves. Who's opening the door?
I'll do it. Captain.
Sure. As you open up the door here to the bridge, the walls, floors, and ceilings are covered in complex patterns drawn in thick strokes with gold-colored ink. The view screen of the bridge seems to be displaying the approaching pulsar, magnified a great deal in, you know, like different infrared vid screens and things. The view screen itself has been spared the drawings, but everything else has been completely just inundated with these gold marks. A locker near the bridge is the only door that stands open. Maybe some batteries kind of attached to it there. And then, yeah, as you move in here, you see a number of figures looking to be in some kind of a trance. On their Sheeran bodies, the same patterns drawn in gold ink. It seems like they've taken off some bits and pieces of their spacesuits and drawn straight on to their bug-like bodies. Here we go. Foop. You see six Sheeran folks absolutely focused on the artwork around them, as well as what is on the main screen here, this view of Misaxenoi. What would you like to do?
Do we know anything about the drawings? Is there any pattern that we can discern or know the origins of?
Yes. Make me a piloting check.
Piloting?
Piloting, yeah.
I don't have piloting because Redacted has piloting.
Okay, well, no one said you didn't have to take piloting. Miles, you want to give us a roll? See if you can figure it out.
Sure.
Some fun art in this little bridge here. Just realizing all these concentric circles are present.
I'm going to do piloting.
Oh, Jesus. Great. Natural one.
Still rolled the same as that's true.
Yeah, which is sad because I actually have 12 or 15 ranks or 15 modifier and I just rolled poorly myself.
Yeah. As you guys are looking at this, you don't really get a sense of the scale, perhaps, of these drawings. Anything else you'd like to do here? They don't seem to have noticed you.
Do any of them have name tags or like
identify? They're facing away from you. They're facing towards the screen, towards the front. You're kind of just seeing their backsides.
Can I stealth around and see if I can just kind of, you know, go like, like peek around a little bit?
Walk up to one of them and just kind of like peer around to look at their chest.
Well, when you say it like that, it makes me sound weird.
You are allowed in the rules of this game. You are allowed to do that. So please, yes. Do you want to make a stealth check?
I mean, I want to make a stealth check for the purpose of not being distracting. Like, because maybe they'll be so focused on what they're doing that we can at least confirm that this is.
So this focused the on their trance that
despite
they were
the fact
probably
that there are
forced
six Sheeran in here. It's probably the crew. I don't know why I'm looking to confirm it, but
well, put yourself in the room where you'd like and make me a check.
This is gonna go so bad. I hope Patrick makes him roll a will save. This is gonna be great.
What you got here? 31. Yeah. So you can. You have to put yourself next to one of these Sheeran like adjacent to get a peek.
Bloop.
Okay, so you're moving close and just like arcing your neck over their shoulder to look for.
I've got a mirror on a stick that I'm just kind of like.
Why though?
Why wouldn't you have one of those?
I need to see your inventory.
No. Yeah, but why would you have one? No. Yeah. Counterpoint, why would you have one?
I need to see your inventory right now. I need to see mirror. I need to see stick. I need to see chewed up bubble gum. I need those three things or this is not going to work. No, as you look at this one, you see a bit of a torn spacesuit, but it still says Pema. Pema, who I believe you guys found their room. They are an engineer on the ship.
Pema's not the room that we know. We heard about Pema, but that wasn't the crazy room, right?
Nah, I think that's Atrons. I think you've written it on the map. Yeah. Someone's written it on the map. Yeah. Yeah, so just from confirming it from one of them, you're pretty sure that these are the six crew members of the space foam.
All right, so Zilix is just going to kind of sneak back out.
Tell everyone about it. Are you able to confirm what we already knew?
I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm pretty sure those are the crew.
Very good. Patrick, is there some like mystical knowledge we might know that would help get them out of the trance without causing us to roll for initiative?
Great question. Do you want to make a sense motive check?
Oh, sure. I'm hoping maybe there's a way to use the orb to knock them out of the trance, but maybe this will tell me. 36.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do not seem to be under their own volition here. They've not moved since you've opened the door. Mm-hmm.
Can I use the orb of Misaxenoi to like lift the trance?
I don't know. Do you want to make me a arcana check?
Can I sub you for mysticism?
Nope. Only arcana. We're in D. Okay, well,
that's just gonna be a flat D20. I don't know how that's gonna go.
Sorry, make me mysticism. I feel like I always feel like I'm betraying first edition when I get these wrong.
Yeah.
Just turning my back on this system. We only got a few episodes left on.
That's a 33.
I think that's enough to realize that perhaps you would certainly get their attention if you presented the Orb of Misaxenoi, but perhaps not in a good way.
Okay. Keep that bad boy hidden.
Yeah.
Don't really know how to break the trance.
Do we have any chloroform?
I have a shield which can do non-lethal damage. That's like chloroform.
Yeah.
You better hope you don't, Drew. You've got a mirror on a stick and chloroform. You got some rope and blindfolds in your car. Your van
you
as
said
well.
There were, yeah. You said there were some images on the screens.
It is a bunch. The main one is just like a zoomed in view, you know, a few planets away of Misaxenoi, of the pulsar. And a few of the other ones are, you know, different infrared and different kind of imaging of the same thing. So they seem to be transfixed on that.
Zilix, why don't you go turn off all the screens and see if that snaps them out of this?
Okay. I'll do it.
Because you said to do it.
Yeah, where are the screen controls?
You saw that there's a whole bunch of batteries off to the side in this room that seem to have been powering it up.
Let's go do that. Don't need to stealth again.
No, you can just, let's move yourself down over here to the side. Boop.
Pizza.
And you can make me a simple engineering check.
Oh.
You can do it.
How simple an engineering check?
I believe in you.
I think before I do this, I better...
We all believe in you.
I better have intelligent nanites that will, for the next 6 minutes, give me my level in skill ranks for this. So
yeah, it's easy. It's basically unplugging stuff. So you do it without hurting yourself, you know, not putting your finger in like a plug or touching a live wire. But as you do, you see everyone slowly in the room here, all these Sheeran turning around and maybe facing back towards the room, maybe a couple turning to face to you, Zilix. Each of them you see pulling out either a laser pistol, a long sword, something attached to their hip, picking it up from like a seat nearby. Some of them both. Let us roll into the initiative turn order real quick.
I anticipated this happen.
Is that why you went in the room by yourself?
Yeah.
You're like, I got this. Homies.
NBD, fam.
It's just another day on the job for Zilix Fell. Some great rolls from you guys.
Can we table talk for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to non-lethal these fools?
That's what I was thinking about. I was thinking maybe.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm wondering if we should bring out the baby as a meat shield.
Ah!
I like this idea.
Rebecca?
What the heck, yeah. Rebecca?
I like it.
No, I mean, like,
yeah. Rebecca's the weird one now, not me. All Rebecca
right.
is.
All right, I pull it out of my fanny pack and I start duct taping it to my shield.
Wow. I'm sorry, you said pull it out of your what?
Fanny pack. Oh,
jammy sorry. Crammy.
What's a jammy fanny pack?
You're right, my jammy crammy. I pull it out of my jammy crammy.
I'm so wrong. No, I was just thinking, like, if they see their progeny, maybe they'll be reminded of their instinct to protect
it. That is not what you said.
Or they've been pouring all of their dark energies into this now demon baby that we will have to deal with.
Could be a Rosemary's bug situation.
I feel like everyone in this party is going to end up on a list.
Well, you're certainly going to, Miles, if you don't roll into initiative turn order.
No, I refuse.
You're at the bottom then.
Oh boy. Alright, here we go.
It's to be so funny if you
if I'm on top.
Super well now, yeah. No, that's actually pretty bad. Still, 16 on the dice. Let's see here. Asher and Scott, you're up first. Even as Zilix is pulling the plug on these screens, you see their antennas twitching, like almost even before they begin to move. What would you like to do?
This is basically what my kid does every time I turn off Super Kitties.
Their antenna twitches?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get real aggressive.
I dare you to throw a baby at them.
I don't have the baby to throw at them. Otherwise, that's what I'd be doing.
What? You would throw a baby?
Yeah, like a grenade. Just let it rip.
Yeah, pull the pin first.
I want to be clear. Ash and Sky are getting recategorized as 100% evil after this episode.
I did not want to come here to begin with.
True.
Yeah, she didn't even want to save these guys.
She didn't want a baby. Just throw the baby.
I think with your sense motive, Tyler, Pradier knows that potentially knocking them unconscious might be enough to, you know, knock them out of this state. But Asher and Sky has kind of a idea. Maybe presenting something of their life to them has a potential to bring them back. They seem to be, you know, they're as they turn to you, their eyes are kind of golden. And
Chant from quick, circle of life, the baby.
That's what I've been saying.
Said throw the baby.
You very specifically said
throw the baby.
You said actually say throw the baby.
Yeah, if I had the baby, I would do that. But
you also said use it as a meat shield, which is different from show them the baby.
No, y'all misunderstood me. I meant a meat shield of their own kind of meat.
Oh my gosh, Jabert, be our Rafiki.
The more you get into what you meant, the worse it gets, Rebecca.
No, the better it gets.
Just
for the
a reminder,
podcast.
She has raised two lovely children. Yeah. Please do not.
She hasn't thrown them at a
like not very far. Yes. I saw
yes. that we know of. Group,
I mean, there was that time that I was taken in by a demonic cult, and she did throw our daughter at me.
Yeah,
luckily it worked that time. But
well, yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, it was coincidence. But you know, it might work again. It might
I've
work.
I've never we'll seen see. A tighter child spiral. In my life.
Da-na-na.
this has gone such a weird turn.
All right. What do you want to do, Rebecca?
Well, I think that I would... We can talk psychically, right? I think yeah. I would... I think I would seriously... I mean, not table talking. I think that Asher and Sky would seriously recommend to Jamfram that perhaps... showing them that we have their child and that their child is safe might remind them of their Sheeran-ness, not humanity, Mm-hmm. But, you know,
serenity,
individuality, yeah,
and bring them back to those protective instincts and remind them that they have more to live for than a Saxonoi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be what I do during my action, I guess.
Okay.
Well, what kind of skill check do you think that'd be?
Is it a skill check?
I don't know.
Can I just say that to Jamfrum? Do I have to convince him? You can just say him?
It. Oh, okay, you're saying it. You're trying to convince Jamfrum. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might have zoned out there for like 5 minutes.
we didn't talk about much. It's cool.
Do you want to hold your turn? Your action?
I'm recommending to Jamfrum that he show them their child and remind them of their humanity and their sheerness, and that they are parents and they must protect their own, and that there's more to life than Misaxonoi, despite what the trance may be telling them.
Patrick, what kind of an action is punting something roughly football shaped?
Standard action.
Why do you have to punt it? Why can't you just hold it out?
Well, hold it gingerly. I'm not recommending that we kick the baby.
Rebecca, stop saying
she just said kick the baby. She said it. All right, fine. I'll kick the baby.
I'm going to edit this podcast to make Rebecca sound so bad.
I already sound bad.
I am not recommending we kick the baby. That knot is getting haunted itself at the podcast.
Can you also add in Stan or Kyle or Stan, whichever one has the baby brother in South
kick
Park?
The baby. Kick the baby.
Don't kick the baby.
It's Kyle. No, I can't do that. You know,
do
I can't.
Do I need to make a skill check?
No. Okay. No, if you're just talking. Yeah.
Yep.
Drew, do you want to do anything? Because you were next in the turn order.
I was just going to shoot people. So can I hold my turn until after?
Yeah. Let's just say Jamfrum's going first now.
Jamfrum, you're first.
That's me.
What would you like to do, Jamfrum?
I'm the fastest. I'm the fastest person in this party. I open my fanny pack and standard action. my jammy crammy.
You have one person to blame for this, Jabert. It's none of us, Jabert. I'm so sorry.
You're right. What have I done? I open my jammy crammy and I pull out a baby. I pull a baby out and I hold it out Rafiki style.
And what do you say?
I say meat shield. No, I say friends, we come in peace. Put down your. Are they holding weapons, or are they just? Do they just have like?
Yes, they're drawing them actively.
I was like, no, put away your weapons. You have a youngling that needs you, and I don't have the skills to be a parent.
Oh, I don't believe that. That unfortunately, you're going to have to make a lie check.
Oh, you know what?
you're definitely bluffing here. No. Presenting the baby, you see the three here, kind of like in the middle of the room, two standing the closest to the screen, and one next to them. You see their antennas twitch, and maybe their heads kind of tilt a little bit as they start their bug eyes kind of, it's not blinking, but it's where the eyes like close sideways, you know, mm-hmm. Like the eyes kind of like roll back a bit. And I'll make some dice rolls here, some secret dice rolls. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh no, they're going to fight me and the baby. Oh no. Protect the baby.
You see all three of these ones in the middle shake off whatever it was going on. The mother, the father, and the host.
And the host, the holy host.
All rolled a will success save. DC 20 will success. I rolled. You got all my good rolls. 15, a 17, and a 19.
Oh my gosh. If they start to shake their heads, and if I see a look of recognition. I see a look of recognition. I'll say, quickly, restrain them, and I'll point to the others.
Yeah, Asher, Drew, do you want to jump in here? Oh, well, actually, I should say, Jabert, do you have a move action you want to take? That's just a standard, is showing off a baby, shaking it like a Polaroid picture in front of him.
I stepped like 5 feet to be squarely in the doorway. So.
Oh, I see it now. Rebecca, do you want to jump in? You want to do anything? It seemed like presenting the baby worked for... I think you can recognize as they turn around and maybe their faces, you saw some of the faces in pictures from various parts of the ship. You can recognize the captain of the vessel, Rick, the mother, Cal, the chief mate, and the host of the family, the science officer, Tresh. They're the ones that seemed swayed by their child. You see Captain Narek say, "Trala."
Can I try? I assume that they speak common, right?
Yeah, I think you can make that assumption.
Okay, yeah. Can I sort of stand in the doorway here and try to calm them?
Calm
perhaps
whom?
With some dance moves?
Oh, boy. Yes, make your performance, make your dance check. Profession dance, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. I don't know that I necessarily... I mean, like, my acrobatic grace is really for changing a creature's attitude. Does that count here?
There's only one way to know, and that's to try. To fail, you've risked nothing but a turn, you know? One turn.
Okay, it's acrobatics check to do this. So.
That's fine.
It's a 46.
God, what did you roll?
Really, really well.
18. Yeah, as you get in... dancing away, half of the room of Sheeran's looks a little confused. The other seems angry as their weapons continue to draw. Drew, you're behind a couple that still seem to have murderous intent in their eyes.
Yeah, do I need to change my damage type in order to do non-lethal damage? Does that have to be electricity?
No. It is a -4, I believe.
All right, then
any weapon you can kind of target non-lethally.
I'm going to attack the one to the most south here, and I'm going to boost and shoot non-lethal style. So 22.
Against EAC, that does include your -4. That is a hit.
Sweet. So let me calculate my bonus damage.
Yeah. Then Miles, you're going to be up next after this.
Okay.
After Drew does his math homework. You got this, Drew.
Booyah. Boom. So that is a 33 points of damage if I'm doing that math right.
Yep, and this one closest to you here. Okay. Yeah, you score them in the shoulder. They were already looking at you, mean mugging you. Now they've got all the more reason to mean mug. What you want to do, Miles?
All right, so only three of them are... get murdery with it.
Yeah, I've marked the ones with a little blue dot here that seem to, like, they're dropping their weapons. They're, like, holding their heads. They don't seem to be belligerent.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot at the one to the north, the top there that hasn't been.
Yes, towards the starboard side, yes.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
All right.
Oh, Patrick, I'm so sorry. That was supposed to be 2d6, I only rolled one. Can I retroactively roll another one for more damage on that?
I will allow it. Because it will be a 1 on all 3. Thank pretty you. Good, pretty good. Make an attack roll, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Non-lethal or lethal is all heck?
Lethal is all heck. I don't have any non-lethal weapons.
Oh, yeah, you missed the conversation.
Yes, you do.
60 seconds ago.
Oh, then I totally tuned that out.
Boy, you still have the option. I'm giving it to you right now to do non-lethal or lethal. What would you like to do?
Lethal.
All right, that's a hit. 23, 18 points of damage. As a bullet rips through the Sheeran's leg. Oh, they're not happy. And we're on to their turn. As this one moves in right next to Asher and Sky and Jamfram and a little redacted. This one that you attacked, Zilix, is going to just step right up to you. And then this one here.
I'm Rebecca, assuming Jamfram gets an attack of opportunity.
No, this one's just stepping right in, but Rebecca technically can, right? Because you can pistol whip.
Can.
But please make me a pistol whip. This one is going to move to flank with you, so we'll provoke.
Okay, ignore the trick.
Yeah, yeah.
22 to attack.
And are you doing non-lethal?
Yes.
Okay. That against Casey is going to be a miss.
Okay.
Six on the dice. So they're going to move in. And do they have any special stuff?
Oh. Wait, how come Jamfer doesn't get attack?
You just move from here?
Because we were, and also we were just joking about me whipping the baby at him. So
is that the only thing in your hands is a baby?
Yeah, I'm just holding the baby.
Oh, so you don't have your weapon drawn. Okay.
What better weapon to non-lethally attack someone than
that's true. A
baby carriage?
I mean, it may be lethal to the baby.
Soft, yeah,
the equivalent of a baby carriage. Okay, this one is gonna do a sword swipe against Redacted. That's what you get, Miles. Attack Sheeran. Oh boy, well, where's my good rolls that I just had 1.5 hour ago? What is your KAC?
31.
Oh, wait, I rolled a 9. I was like, I rolled a 6? No. 9 is going to still be a miss. We're going to have a single attack against Asher and Sky. Sword attack as well, I guess. Probably also going to miss. 7 on the dice. Oh, calm yourself. It's so exciting. Oh, actually, I forget these are Sheeran, and they have...
Communalism.
I can use this one today. We'll use it on Drew, and this is roll twice and take the better. Is that what
communalism? You know you're on secret rolls, right?
Oh, well.
I just can't see what you're rolling.
Good. Well, I've rolled a 9 and a 7 so far. You're not missing much here, folks.
Okay.
I believe it's 2 ones. You just don't want to tell us.
Shut up.
I think he's got 2 dice in his pocket and he's embarrassed to show anybody. And,
what the heck?
Stop doing
what about
the
that
voice.
Stupid hat?
Don't voice.
All right, I'm pretty sure it's, yeah, just roll 2 and take the better for communism. We're going to mess up Zoxel, hopefully. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh, I'm so glad I used it on this set of rolls, 18 and a 19. We will be taking the 19 on this attack, but do I have any critical effect? Nope. This is just a sword attack and a bunch of slashy damage coming at you, Drew. Not non-lethal. This is very lethal. They're trying to kill you. That is 27 points of slashing damage. As this big old cracked longsword comes right at you. That is their turn, as these folks over here are still seemingly shaking off the effects of this thing. They're looking around and saying, what is happening? What are you doing? Radier, we're on to you.
Oh, let's... Not really a lot of the time to explain. I'll fill them in. Maybe I'll just have a polite conversation with them over the battle that's ensuing between us.
Nothing you want to do? These guys have brains. I gave you brain enemies.
I know you gave me brain enemies. Am I going to have 8 hours to rest after this?
I can't tell you the future.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'll make the rules. But you got to assume everything you're fighting after this is... Brainless as all heck, yeah. So you're going to be killing yourself if you don't use some spells.
Gotcha. I'll keep it simple with a level 1 Wisp ally on the one in front of Jamfrum.
Okay.
And then I'll just say out loud, you know, your crewmates are still under some kind of control. We're trying to knock them out. Help us. except for that one over there who doesn't know what's going on because he wasn't listening. We're so sorry about that one.
Jamfrum, we are on to you. Jabert?
Yes, I am Jamfrum.
Hello, yes. Yes.
Let's take a look. I want to... Let's see. Stowing a creature inside of my... Jammy crammy.
In second edition, it would just be a single action.
But in this one, it's a standard. So,
no, it'd be a move action to put something away.
Put it in a move action.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. I'll do a move action, but put the baby away, and I'll say to the parents in the back, it's just for safekeeping. And I draw my shield. Mm-hmm. That's another move action. So that's my turns, as it were.
You can always just draw the shield and keep holding the baby. Shield doesn't take 2 hands.
You know what? You're right. I could do that. I will do that.
I'm going to draw the shield.
You can spend a standard action to attach said baby to shield in some kind of meat shield configuration.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just, yeah. You know what? That's a good point. I can fight with a baby in my hands. I can multitask. I can do two things. Yeah. Shield bash is, yeah, has the non-lethal property because it's a unarmed strike, technically.
I'm so, pretty sure there was a cutscene where Tom Selleck did this in Three Men and a Baby, where he was like fighting off some alien bugs and he had the baby in one hand and a shield in the other.
I think specifically mm-hmm. it was the ghost that was behind the window in that one scene.
A ghost bug. Is this non-lethal that you're doing?
Yes, but it's a non-lethal attack, so there's no penalty. So 25, does that hit?
Oh, yeah. And
42.
It's a big slap shield slap across its face that seems to ring its bell and
makes a satisfying gong sound when it did.
You see maybe a little bit of recognition come across their face for a moment, but then hatred once more takes over.
Think of the babies, I say. Think of the babies.
Asher and Sky, Rebecca. You're between a couple of these. Sheeran still fighting you.
So remind me who I'm fighting. Is this Atron?
Yeah, sure. We'll say this one is the art loving. What is Atron? Not the gunner. Bip, bip, bip. Atron is the pilot and devotee of the mystical arts.
Just thinking back to what we read about in their diary about how they were in love with Captain Narek, but then seemed to get jealous when Captain Narek had a baby with these other people and then fell in love with Pema or something. And they all seem to be coupling together and there seems to be a lot of drama. But I wonder if there's something I can draw upon from what I read in the diary. Well, I guess I didn't read it. I wasn't there, but they read in the diary to me over, you know, psychic, because that was like my audiobook while I was working on the battery or whatever, right? So
you're listening to Pradier just read off sections of it.
Yes, exactly. Is there anything that I can draw upon from that to, much like we use the baby to remind the other three of their, you know, love for something other than the sex noise? There's something that I can draw upon here with Atron.
It says specifically here in the book, it's got to be some physical evidence. So if you weren't there, if you didn't grab that journal, then perhaps not.
Perhaps if someone did grab the journal.
Prater has the journal. Calm down.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't grab the journal because I was a ghost.
Well, I didn't grab the journal because I was working in the engine. You're welcome.
You can move over and grab it from Parade presented if you want to do that with your turn. You're pretty sure that might snap Atron out of it.
Sure, let me do that.
All right. This will potentially provoke some attacks of opportunity.
Okay, that's fine.
Pew, pew, pew. Some slices and dices. But I've rolled a natural 1 and a natural 8. Pretty sure two misses. What's your KAC?
28.
28, actually, this 8 is going to be a hit with flanking. Are you unflankable? Is that a thing?
I am unflankable, yeah.
Never mind.
Let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure I'm unflankable.
I was like, I think level 12 is like kind of well past when that happens. So yeah, you move over and you're grabbing the journal. What do you want to say to Atron?
Atron, you love this crew. You love this ship. You love these people. Stop doing this. Well, let's band together and fight for each other.
All right. Well, that's touched your GM's heart. I'm going to use Atron's communalism on this will save because I don't believe I can roll that well on all these other will saves and keep it up. I need to roll a 14 or higher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I didn't. On two dice, 11 and a 3. They seem to like shake it off even with you moving over here and grabbing it and holding up over Jamfram's head. They seem to still be very angry. Drew, Zilixthel, you've got, I believe I said Pema was attacking you.
And Pema's the engineer?
I believe so. Did you steal? No, you were incorporeal. You didn't steal anything from Pema's room.
No, I didn't steal anything from anyone's room, especially not a baby.
Okay.
Azilix is going to take a guarded step closer to the bow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to do, can't boost and shoot, so we're just going to do a non-lethal shot. 29.
Oh, very much a hit.
That's 25 points of non-lethal damage.
Okay. All right. That is enough to bloody their mind. Almost knock out half of their hit points here. Knock them unconscious as we head back to Redacted. This one's moved up to try to slice it right open. What's the sixth one's name? Vac the gunner.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a guarded step back.
Mm-hmm.
And then take a shot.
Go right ahead. Now, do you want to make this lethal or non-lethal? They've already taken a couple of nasty hits.
I guess I'll make it non-lethal.
Alrighty, minus 4 penalty to the attack. 7 on the dice. So at this point, I can remind you, you have the episode reroll, and technically, you are the third correction. So you're the one that helped.
Does that have some unique weight to it?
I mean, in any other time, Miles doesn't have a ton of claim on it, but he's got at least one third of this one.
I'm good.
Then we are moving on to their turn, where this one is going to strike out at Jamfram. We're making 2 attacks against Jamfram. I need them 20s.
You should do 3.
Need them bad. Ugh, no, 6 and a 5. Oh. It's going to be a miss. This one is going to, with a laser pistol, shoot you twice at Zilix against your EAC. Oh, there's a natural. No. 19. Let me see if that's a, yes, that is definitely a hit, even with 2 attacks. Well, I'm guessing. What is your EAC, Drew?
29.
Yeah, just a hit. But, oh boy, good on damage here. 14 points of fire damage. And you got the burn effect. Very small burn, but a burn nonetheless.
So I have the ability. You said 19 points of damage?
Yep.
I have the ability to roll out of crits if I'm critted. Does that also include the 19 crit effects happening that we have implemented in this game?
What's the ability?
It's a fortification, right?
No, it's Nynantic Escape. Nope, that's not it. Sorry, let me find the right ability. Nynantic Escape is what lets me be a car. It's my turbo team.
Vroom, vroom, be a car. Are you looking at Saito Conversion?
Is that the one? Sorry.
Critical hits can be treated as normal hits at 20% chance.
Yes, that's the one. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a d20. And we're looking for low. Yeah. Boom. No burn damage. Easy enough. We can use fortification like that for the last 5 games. That is going to be a part of first edition. This one will also just move up and do a single attack against you, Jamfram. And dice is not going to hit. That will take us to Radier.
I will.
Atron's trying to get past Jamfram to get at you and Asher, who seems to be holding personal belongings of theirs.
We'll better have them make a will save then.
What you doing?
I'm doing a mindbreaker thing.
Ooh, D20.
What's it called?
I've rolled a 19. You can't stop me. I won't stop.
All right.
Can't stop, and also he won't stop.
Boo. All right. I'll go back to sleep.
Sorry, Tyler.
Hey, for every one of these, there's a fear effect that goes very well for me. So,
Jamfram, back to you. Turn 3. What would you like to do?
Oh, yes, sir.
I thought Tyler was joking, but he's actually asleep right now. That's crazy. he's got a little nightcap on. He's got a blanket like up to his shoulders. He's making
so comfy. Stop talking.
Wrong shoe noises. Wrong shoe.
Let's see. Which of these two guys in front of me? There's two Sheeran in front of me. Yeah. Menacing, brutally, angrily, grumbly.
The one that Pradier's Solar Wisp is distracting has already been hit a couple times. He's very hurt.
Okay. I will attempt 2 attacks. The first against that one.
Non-lethal.
And the second one. Yeah, non-lethal. And the second one We'll see.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to do three attacks because...
That's a lot of negatives.
That's a lot of negatives. 20 is what I got. 20.
Now, that includes the non-lethal, but does it include the multiple attack penalty?
So remember, this is a non-lethal attack.
It has right. You have no penalty. That with the wisp is a success.
Whew, thank goodness. All right, 36 of non-lethal bludgeoning.
Okay. That is, they are still up though. Ooh, kind of low damage roll here.
All right.
Second, it's going to the other one.
I mean, I was going to go ahead and just like knock him down if I could.
Okay. Yeah. This is definitely a hit, and they had like 10 hit points left. So they are unconscious on the ground. Pima out of action.
Get out. Okay.
You knock them back, and the others are like, oh gosh.
Wait, I thought I was fighting Pima.
Stay back.
No, you're fighting. No, wait, are you fighting Pima? No, this one is Zach. This was the big beefy mercenary. Asher and Sky. You've still got the journal in your hand.
What does Atron look like? Does he look super angry that I have the diary?
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like maybe you struck a chord. They cannot get past Jamfram though to get at you where you are at the door there. But it seemed like it almost could have worked, but they shook it off. They're still possessed of some mind.
I can understand why he would be mad that we took his diary, and not just took it, but read it.
Read all the deets.
You know, I can see that. Let's see.
Learned all his nasty secrets.
Can I move around Jamfram? Can I reach him from here? Or no, I'll just go here. I'll move through the door.
Step in.
And while shoving the diary into his hands, pistol whip him.
Oh.
Non-lethally, of course.
Okay. You're like, please think of the children. And then wham.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you can make a trick attack.
He's unwilling to listen to reason. So CR 10 or lower on the trick and a 19 to hit.
So because the trick is a success, that is a hit.
5 nice.
Points. Ooh, yeah. Immediately bloodied.
Yeah.
Immediately. Drew.
Yeah, we're going to... Can I try to say something to Pema?
Yeah, what do you want to say?
Pema, look at the lights. We have turned on your engines. We've repaired them. The engines that you spent so much time putting your blood, sweat, and tears, I assume Sheeran have tears, into...
Well, you want to use the ship as physical evidence itself, huh? Technically, it is physical, and you've skirted around my hard and fast rules. I'm going to allow it, Drew, if you want here, and I've already used communalism for them, so they're just making a straight-up willy save. Big old wills. 11 on the dice is going to be a fail, though.
Then she's going to get shot.
You should have... Well, it's a standard action to do that, so unfortunately, you've got move. You've got move. Yeah.
Fun.
I mean, one use of that baby spell that Jamfram cast took out 3 of these.
Yeah. It did like 300 points of damage. Good idea, Rebecca.
I mean, yeah, technically, it was a lot. So, any move action, Drew? Redacted, we're on to you. What you thinking about?
Okay. Redacted is going to move to the other side of Jamfram to get a better shot at the one next to Asher and Sky.
Go right ahead.
And
I'm adjacent to it, so you get a +1 to your attack.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh. 2 on the dice. 2-2. No. Not going to doot. Okay. That is going to take us to their turn. And they, the bridge crew, the mother, father, and host... spring into action. Stop what you're doing. They're going to move forward and make some non-lethal attacks against their crew as well. I'm gonna put a couple over here. Okay, well, a natural 1. This one misses wide. And a natural 18 is going to hit this one with non-lethal damage.
Please, Pema, you must stop. These people, I think they're here to help us.
Same one will do the same here to Atron, and just a hit. Doot, doot, doot.
Atron, you're not yourself. Snap out of it.
Okay, this is 25. Okay, they are still very hurt, but they still have teeth. This one's going to attack you, Asher, and Sky. Two attacks from Atron. Ooh, a 14 and a 16. Your KAC right now?
28.
28.
They are flat-footed, right?
Yes.
Affect their attacks. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes. The 14 is going to be missed. No flankers. A 16 is just a hit for 25 points of slashing damage. This one is going to just step in to you, Zilix. Make a single attack with that sword and miss. And take us back to Tyler. Tyler's turn. Wake up, Tyler! Right here. Oh, you're so sleepy. You've not unmuted anything.
Oh, Jabert, you have whatever that spell is that makes you attack EAC. Go!
Yay! Sparkly shield.
I'm not even going to look it up. Okay. Jamfram, we're back to you.
Oh, boy. You know I'm going to do it. Does that last for the whole round, or is that just... Poor Tyler.
He's too sleepy. He can't answer
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, that lasts for your whole turn.
Okay.
All attacks for your turn or any AOs
for the... Well, that means I'm making three attacks.
Ooh.
Probably wise.
Rock'em, sock'em, rubits.
17 is the first one.
Ooh, that's a miss. Right.
That one's a miss.
No.
Unless.
This is against their EAC, and I'm guessing, Tyler, you can also move the Wisp, right?
The Wisp works on the first one, yeah.
Oh, boy.
First attack. So against EAC, that is going to be a hit.
Woohoo! 42, non-lethal bludgeoning.
If you stack enough buffs, something's going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah!
You don't got to worry about the second attack. That takes them down.
Woo-woo!
Out of combat.
All right.
Asher and Sky, there's one left over here fighting...
I say, baby, shield your eyes. Don't look at this violence.
Clubbing him with a shield.
Don't look at it. Look away.
Asher and Sky will go over and pistol whip him.
Old Cock and Pema. Yes, I believe. Pema host, right? That's always that. Yeah, it's them. They them.
It's a trick for sure. An attack.
yes, and this is so more than enough
three damage
to knock him unconscious, and we are out of combat.
Woo.
Way out of combat. The captain, still holding their head, and Eric says, comes over and says,
"Oh, thank you so much. We were caught in a gravitational field, and all of a sudden we begin to get these urges."
They look down at their carapace. Their arms and all over their jumpsuits, where they've drawn in these circles all over their body. And the captain is like, what do you make of this, Atron? What is this all over us? Atron takes a look down the pilot of the old sea foam as they are coming back to consciousness. Were they knocked out? Yes. Atron's like,
this... We were drawing what we were seeing in our visions, drawing Misaxenoi. But it's not just that.
As he explains it, you guys can take a look at, maybe get a better look at the room here. And indeed, it is, looks like orbital depictions of the mechanics of this solar system. We've got all the planets kind of arrayed here, the suns and... Another kind of orbit, a very long elliptical orbit coming into the system that maybe you guys can put your heads together, do a little math. And it looks like this is indeed a 100-year orbit around this star system. And indeed, you recognize this well as the Waydana system and perhaps the path of Misaxenoi right through it. Every 100, keeping it real, 100 years.
Thank you so much. We would have been here until that thing swallowed us whole. But are we too late? Can we escape the gravitational field? How long have we been caught in its flux?
Ooh, is there a computer readout or calculation about that? Or
you guys yourself probably are not past the point of no return. It is it's like nearly half the system in a very odd gravitational structure. It seems to be kind of affecting orbits from far away and seem to take out ships even further. So very likely with their engines restored, you think this ship would be able to power away from it. Yes, not back to Galarion, unfortunately. That it would kind of be run down, but they can tangentially kind of veer off into deep space to escape.
And hopefully somebody in the support fleet, we can tell them about the support fleet to like
sure.
grab them.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
What all are you doing here? Were you caught up in the wake as well?
We were on our way to confront this evil ball of fire and gravity. But we found you... Wait, sorry, that's not my voice. I apologize. But we found you trapped in its... In some, you were listing aimlessly, and we thought to stop to rescue you, indeed. So, you're welcome.
We thank you so much. We wish we had more to give you, but... We have little. We are an exploration ship, but we thank you for saving our lives. Thank you so much. Anything you'd like to scavenge from our ship, it is yours. It is yours.
You see them hugging, maybe a little kissing, as they take back Trala from you, Jamfram. The rest of them kind of shaking your hands as in the background, still looming on the monitors, growing ever closer every hour, is the pulsar, the celestial body known as Misaxenoi. And as maybe you glance over in its direction, you see its gravitational curves drawn out in the screens and in the matrix-like data sprinkling down the sides of it, where it begins to form the words "to be continued." No. We've got some more adventuring to do, and we've got some more spacefaring to also do. I thought I had a rhyme, a rhyme for to do, but it was both do. Yeah. I'm taking a little break and we'll be back. We might, I don't know. We might jump into the what's happening back on Galarion next week. We might not. I can't tell you the future. All I know is we'll be back next week with another Starfinder adventure. Guys, thank you for playing with me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Listeners, thanks for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode. Good cats, we create. So long, everybody.
Good night.
Night.
Hey.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.